The legends say that when the blood of the Wide Valley wolves mingles with the blood of the wolves outside the valley, the wolf who bears that blood will stand forever between two worlds. It is said that such a wolf holds the power to destroy not only her pack, but all of wolfkind. That's the real reason Ruko came to kill my brother, my sisters, and me in the faint light of the early morning 4 weeks after we were born. Wolves hate killing pups. It's considered unnatural and repulsive, and most wolves would rather chew off their own paws than hurt a pup. But my mother never should have whelped us. She was not a senior wolf, and therefore had no right to have pups. But that could have been forgiven. Much worse than that, she had broken one of the most important rules of the Wide Valley, the rules that protect our bloodlines. Ruko was only doing his duty. He had already given Rissa a bellyful of pups, as was proper for the senior male and female of the pack. Unless given permission by the leader wolves, no other wolf may mate, for extra pups can be difficult to feed unless it is a very good year. The year I was born was a time of conflict in our valley, and prey was growing scarce. We shared the Wide Valley with 4 other packs of wolves and with several tribes of humans. While most of the other wolves respected the boundaries of our territories, the humans did not. They drove us from our own kills whenever they got the chance. So the Swift River pack did not have food to spare the season I was born. Even so, I don't think my mother truly believed that Ruko would hurt us. She must have hoped he wouldn't notice our outsider blood, that he wouldn't smell it on us. Just before dawn, 2 days before Ruko came to end our lives, my brother, Triel, and I climbed eagerly up the incline of soft, cool dirt that led from our den to the world outside. Dim light filtered into the deep hollow of the den, and yips and growls from the wolves outside echoed off the walls of our home. The scents and sounds of the world above intrigued us, and any time we weren't eating or sleeping, we were trying to sneak outside. "Wait," our mother had told us, blocking our way. "There are things you must know first."
"We just want to see what's out there," Triel wheedled.
I caught the mischievous glint in his eye, and we tried to dash past her.
"Listen."
Our mother placed a large paw over us, pressing us to the ground.
"Every pup must pass inspection to be allowed into the pack. If you do not pass, you do not live. You must listen to what I teach you."
Her voice, usually soft and comforting, held a worried tone I'd never heard before.
"When you meet Ruko and Rissa, the leader wolves, you must show them you are healthy and strong. You must prove that you are worthy to be part of the Swift River Pack, and you must show them respect and honor."
She released us, gave us one more worried look, and bent to wash my sisters, who had followed us up to the mouth of the den. Triel and I retreated to a corner of the warm den to plan what we would do to become part of the pack. I don't think it occurred to me that we could fail. 2 days later, when at last we emerged from the den, we saw Rissa's 5 pups already stumbling around the clearing. 2 weeks older than we, they were ready to be presented to the pack and given their names. Rissa stood slightly back, watching, as Ruko looked over the pups. Our mother hurried us to join them, though our weak legs made us stagger. Mother stopped as she looked around the small, dusty clearing.
"Rissa is letting Ruko make the choice to accept pups or not," she said, her muzzle pulled tight with anxiety. "Bow to him. You must show him respect and win his favor. The more you please him, the better your chances at survival."
Her voice grew harsh.
"Listen, pups, you must please him, and you will live."
The world outside the den was a jumble of unfamiliar and intriguing smells.
The scent of the pack was the most powerful and exciting. All around us, wolves had gathered to watch the pup welcoming. At least 6 different wolf scents mingled with the smell of leaves and tree and earth, confusing our noses and making us sneeze. The warm, sweet air beckoned, drawing us out and away from the safety of our mother's side. She followed, whining softly. Ruko looked at our mother and then looked away, his gray face unreadable. His own pups, all of whom were bigger and fatter than we, yipped and trembled around him, licking his lowered muzzle and rolling on their backs to offer up soft bellies. One by one, he sniffed them, turned them just a little this way and that, carefully checking for disease or weakness. After a moment, he accepted all but one of them into the pack by taking each small muzzle gently in his mouth.